Ohio school officials say they're backing a plan that would phase out the private school voucher program known as EdChoice. The House-passed legislation would instead grant vouchers based on a family's income. The school groups say basing vouchers off of academic performance leaves public schools with less funding. More than 1,200 public school buildings are set to be designated as, quote, failing, making students in those districts eligible for EdChoice vouchers. That's twice as many as last year. Tom Perkins is superintendent of the Northern Local School District in Perry County. He says if this doesn't change, more voucher money will suddenly be pulled from districts for students who are already going to private schools.
The fear isn't the students leaving. It's the ones that are currently there, have never attended, and the funding going to them. That's the real concern.
School groups prefer an all-income-based voucher system. But EdChoice supporters say changing it would be pulling the rug out from under parents who are counting on the current law. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.